played jazz in Little Five. He's from Little Five. He taught in Rolfo, but he lived in Little Five, and he would actually go play jazz in coffee houses and stuff there. So I went to Atlanta a lot throughout high school, but that was really the only time I ever went.
Would you say that a lot of people that live in Roswell go down to Atlanta for...
Oh, yeah. Like Georgia Tech, there's any reasons to go to Atlanta. Baseball games, football games, shopping, concerts. Atlanta is amazing, and it's awesome that we have the opportunity because we're 30 minutes north of it. So, well, give or take traffic.
Yeah.
So if you pick the right time to go, you can have an awesome time down there, and now with the aquarium, and they keep adding stuff every day. That's just really awesome.
Do you feel like people from Roswell consider themselves also from Atlanta, or do you think they think they're separate?
I tell people I'm from Atlanta if they aren't from Georgia, and honestly, if they're not from Metro Atlanta, I'll tell people I'm from Atlanta simply because it's easier. And a lot of people who aren't from the Metro Atlanta area just see Atlanta as kind of this little circle, and Roswell, Marietta, and Alpharetta are all just kind of part of that little circle, right on the edge maybe, but still part of Atlanta. So if they don't really know where Roswell is, I'll just tell them Atlanta.
Even considering that, I mean, as an insider of that circle, do you feel like Roswell has a distinct identity from the places around it?
Oh, I think from the places around it, yeah. If you live inside this little circle, I feel like all the cities have their own little identities. Roswell definitely has its own, I'd say.
Do you ever take MARTA?
I love MARTA. I think MARTA is the greatest thing in the world. If nothing else, then for people watching. I'll get on that thing. My friends and I will just sit down and take it to wherever we need to go, and just we half the time we don't even talk to each other. We just watch the people around us because it's such a blast. I love it.
Do you ever drive into Atlanta, or do you drive to the MARTA station?
Probably about half and half. It depends, because MARTA doesn't go everywhere, and I honestly don't take the buses, so it just depends where I'm going. Braves games, MARTA's probably 100%, but things like concerts and stuff, 50-50, depends on which one. Because Phillips, I think MARTA goes straight under Phillips, so we pretty much always take MARTA to Phillips. But places like the Tabernacle and things like that, more driving.
What kind of car do you drive?
Jeep Wrangler.
Have you driven that since you could drive, pretty much?
I've driven three cars since I could drive. My dad bought a Ford Taurus, like a 91 Ford Taurus for $1. And we rebuilt the transmission and put it in ourselves and did all this work on it just for fun because it was a Ford Taurus and there wasn't anything better to do. So altogether, that car was probably worth $400 just from, like, manpower and putting it in the cost of a transmission and stuff. So I drove that, I wrecked it, and then I drove my dad's Volkswagen Beetle, 1972, mind you, so I got lots of grief for it all my senior year. I drove the Taurus junior year, the Bug senior year, and then I got the Jeep Wrangler for a really good deal because it's kind of old at the very end of senior year.
And how would you compare the cars your family drives to, I mean, other families in Roswell, other kids, other parents?
The cars my brother and I have driven compared to the cars most of my friends drove, well, maybe not my friends, but compared to the average Roswell teenager car, were big pieces of junk. Most Roswell kids drive very, very nice cars. I had kids with 2006 Mustangs and BMWs and Land Rovers and things like that. So my friends and I, my best friends and I, all had kind of crappy cars, but the most of the kids at Roswell drove pretty nice cars. Our parking lot was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, same.